When the office of the California Secretary of State opened for business to begin 2012, nearly two dozen businesses were on hand, eager to redefine themselves as California benefit corporations. That's a brand new type of corporation that came into existence with the new year, authorized by legislation written and carried by North Bay Assemblyman Jared Huffman.
The ability to go to the gold standard of corporate social responsibility is really inhibited by the conventional corporate form and its heavy focus on profitability as the sole duty that's owed to shareholders. California benefit corporations are totally different. Profitability is one of several duties owed to shareholders and owed to the public. So this new corporate form requires these companies to do good by their employees, to do good by the communities they're in, to do good by the environment and other broad social metrics.
With that B Corporation designation comes a heightened degree of transparency and accountability, Huffman adds.
It doesn't mean you just do a few good things philanthropically. It means you have to look at every aspect of your business, from the materials you use to the way you treat your employees, to your broader environmental footprint and contributions. And each year you have to prepare an annual benefit report that assesses your company based on this comprehensive framework. And that's available to your shareholders, it's available to the public.
California benefit corporations are all for-profit businesses who chose that category voluntarily. There are no special tax benefits to offset the additional efforts they undertake, but Huffman notes it isn't just about altruism. There are also distinct benefits for the companies that choose to go that route.
There are a lot of socially responsible investors out there looking for companies that want to hold themselves to this authentic gold standard of social responsibility. These investors are going to now really gravitate to benefit corporations because there's real rigor in the standard and in this corporate form, and they know that this is the real deal. The other thing is consumers. I think consumers more than ever before want to see their dollars leveraging as much good as possible.
At the same time, the assemblyman notes, there is a downside for any companies that fail to live up to their commitments.
There is complete transparency in this framework. So your shareholders are going to know, your consumers are going to know, your investors are going to know. And that's going to bring some accountability to actually walk the walk. But even beyond that, there is also the chance of being sued by your shareholders to hold you to these standards if you're not meeting them.
A total of 18 businesses completed their registration as benefit corporations yesterday, led by the outdoor clothing and equipment company Patagonia. Other early adopters include EO Products, a cosmetics manufacturer in Corte Madera, and Sebastopol's Solar Works. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.